I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin has been in Denver all week covering the Democratic National Convention. Coming up, we'll get Michelle's thoughts about Barack Obama's historic speech last night. But first, John McCain has selected Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate. He made the announcement today in Dayton, Ohio, and joining us now to talk about it is NPR's John Itzty. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Well, Sarah Palin took office as Alaska's governor just 2 years ago. So what do we know about her?
Well, she's a 44-year-old woman, a mother of five children, and first-term governor of Alaska, first female governor, and youngest governor elected in Alaska. She's been governor for about 1.5 years. Prior to that was the mayor of a small town called Wasilla. She's a conservative reformer. Palin challenged corruption in the Alaska Republican Party, taking on powerful legislators like Ted Stevens, who's now under indictment, and Congressman Don Young, who's under scrutiny for his association with Jack Abramoff, among other things. But she's also a social conservative. She's pro-life, the mother of five children, as we said, including a child born with Down syndrome. And in fact, she refused to end that pregnancy even after prenatal genetic testing indicated problems. She's against same-sex marriage, but vetoed state legislation that would have barred granting benefits to gay Alaska state employees and their partners. And for her part, Palin is married to her high school sweetheart, who is an Alaska native, a Yupik Eskimo.
Interesting. Well, as I understand, she wasn't on a lot of the short list. We heard about former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, of course, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. What does she bring to the ticket that they don't?
Well, I think part of it is that she is a surprise. It shakes things up. Mm-hmm. She'll certainly make the Republican convention more interesting than it would have been. And she's a woman. Maybe she'll attract some women disappointed by Hillary Clinton's failure to get on the Democratic ticket. Mm. And most important, I think, for McCain's conservative base, Governor Palin is pro-life, something that the conservative evangelical wing of the Republican Party had demanded in a vice presidential candidate, in fact, threatening to sit out the election if that type of candidate wasn't chosen. She's also anti-tax and fiscally conservative, which will please another part of the Republican base. Mm. And she adds youth to the ticket. She's 44. John McCain is 72 today. She's young and attractive and was, in fact, the first runner-up in the Miss Alaska pageant in 1984.
What are the potential challenges for putting Palin on the ticket?
Well, she's young and inexperienced. The first question about a VP candidate is, could they step in and be president? Being governor of Alaska for a year and a half isn't what you look for on the resume. And that lack of experience would seem to undercut McCain's central argument against Barack Obama, that he is young and inexperienced. So it seems counterproductive. I also think a debate with Joe Biden could be very difficult for her, especially on foreign policy issues. But on the positive side, choosing Governor Palin probably does wrap up Alaska's three electoral votes.
Indeed. John Itzty is a senior correspondent for NPR News and joined us here in our studios. Thanks, John.
You're very welcome.